This is the Entrepreneista Podcast, presented by Socialfly.
It's the best business meeting you'll ever have, with must-hear real-life looks at how leading women in business are getting it done.
And what it takes to build and grow a successful company.
It's beyond the gram.
With no filters,
no limits,
and plenty of surprises. Hi, Entrepreneistas. Okay, so today's episode is going to be a bit different than what you're used to on our show. And you know that every single week for the past 5 years, we've released an episode featuring an incredible founder and sharing their story. And you're going to notice over the next few months, we are not only going to continue to be featuring incredibly accomplished founders and sharing their stories so you can really hear how they did it and learn from them, but we're also going to be sprinkling in some mini-sodes like this and more of what you're going to hear today, where we're going to go deep into topics to really help you learn and move your business forward. And all of these episodes are actually going to be a bit shorter. So whether you're getting ready in the morning or driving back from dropping your kids off at school, you can pop on these mini-sodes for just a few minutes and we're going to go deep on a topic. So if you have any topics that you have in mind that you want myself or Courtney to dive deeper into, send me a DM on Instagram and share with me. I always want to be sure that we're providing you with as much value as possible. Now, you know by now that one of my biggest business secrets that I have shared for many, many years now has been the power of community and building real, authentic relationships with people. That is truly how Courtney and I have grown our multiple businesses over the years. And as we've continued to build out more offerings within Entrepreneista and for our Entrepreneista League community, we're always adding more opportunities based on what we needed to grow our businesses. So we've actually started hosting more in-person events to really bring everyone together in person. And this year, we're going to be hosting our big Entrepreneista Founders Weekend Wealth and Wellness Retreat. It's actually going to be from May 3rd to May 5th at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando. Now, I know that going to events can sometimes feel a little bit intimidating, especially if you're going alone. So today, what I want to talk to you about is really my best tips for making the most out of events, building relationships, and how I personally handle events as what I call an introverted extrovert, which I'll share more with you. Now, before I dive into all of my tips today, I do want to share a very brief overview of what you're going to get to experience when you come to our Founders Weekend event in May. So first, we have the most incredible lineup of Entrepreneista speakers this year that you are going to get to learn from. So no matter what type of business you have, it doesn't matter if you are a service-based business, if you have a nonprofit, if you have an e-commerce business or a CPG brand, you are going to find such immense value during this weekend. The theme of this year's event is Wealth and Wellness for Founders, which means the entire weekend is going to be centered around really how to build more wealth in your business and also your personal life as well, and also how you can take care of yourself. Now, I was talking about this on our end of year note a couple of weeks ago, that if you do not take care of your body and your mind, you really can't take care of your business or really anyone else for that matter. Now, this is something that I have learned that has been so important to me over the years. I have to take care of my body. So all of the speakers that we're going to have coming, you are going to have the opportunity to meet and connect with. I want to share some of the speakers that we have just announced. So first, Farnoosh Torabi. She is a personal finance expert. We actually had her on the podcast. You might have listened to her episode a couple of weeks ago. She is going to be presenting all about investing and what you need to do really to get started. It's going to be an incredible fireside chat with Farnoosh. You're also going to get to meet and hear from Natalie Walton. She is one of the co-founders of Expectful and recently sold that business. And she is going to be talking all about mental resilience. You're going to get to hear from Kendra Bracken Ferguson. She is the founder of Brain Trust. She has a new book that is just about to be released. And actually, everyone who comes to the event is going to be getting a copy of Kendra's book. You're going to hear from Nadine Ramos. She is the founder of two hair care brands, Blessed Bananas and Lazio, and she is going to be sharing all of her business tips, an incredible breakout session. You'll hear from Jenny Shum. She is the general manager at Chase Inc. She is going to be hosting an incredible breakout session as well. You're going to get to meet and hear from Michelle Cordero Grant. She is the founder of Lively and Gorgy. You have maybe met her before in our Entrepreneurista community. She has hosted office hours for our community before, but she is going to be hosting a live office hours at the event. So you're going to get to ask her any questions and meet her live as well. You'll also get to meet Alexandra Kristen. She is the founder of Glam Seamless and Tribe 35. Alexandra actually sold her business a couple of years ago. And then Lori Harder. Many of you know Lori. She is actually going to be an upcoming guest on our podcast. So you'll hear a little bit more about her story if you have not already met her, but you'll get to meet her in person as well. And Jessica Zweig will be there too. And we are announcing more speakers pretty much every week now leading up to the event. So yes, you're going to be able to network and connect with our incredible speakers. You're going to get to learn from them. But most importantly, you're going to be able to get to meet and connect with the community. We are all building businesses and we can all help each other to learn and grow. The event is going to be a full weekend and you can basically think of it as, I'm calling it a business vacation because you're going to have the opportunity to build your business, but you're also going to get the chance to really relax in one of the most beautiful resorts. So I mentioned this before, we're going to be at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando. And when I tell you, this is the absolute most gorgeous property with the best spa. I mean it. I call this resort my happy place. You're going to have the opportunity to be pampered for the weekend. You're going to get to take care of your entire body, your mind, your business. So I'll share even more details about the event at the end of this episode right now, but I do want to get into all of my tips for you. So today I want to talk with you about my best tips for really making the most out of events, how to build relationships, and how I personally handle events as, again, what I call an introverted extrovert. So the first thing, when you go to an event, you really have to go in with an open mind and an open heart and genuinely want to connect and meet new people. And I want to remind you that everyone is there to connect and to build relationships. So no one is going to an event because they're there, you know, just for themselves. Everyone wants to get to know other people and they want to connect. They want to learn about you. So you have to be open and willing to share because when we're all ready to be open and learn about new people, we're open to new experiences, that's when really all of this business connection and magic can absolutely happen. Okay, so building relationships. Building relationships has been the key to mine and Courtney's success in life and in business. So I'll take you back to when Courtney and I first started our first business, Socialfly. And one of the first things that we did was we joined a networking group. And I still remember the first day that I went to this networking meeting, it was such a new experience for me. I had never been to any type of event or meeting like this, but I walked into the room and I immediately saw that everyone else there was open and they wanted to connect and they genuinely wanted to learn about me and they wanted to learn about my business and they wanted to know how could they make introductions for me. And it was like this immediate connection and like light bulb all went off at the same time. And I was like, wow, this is the room that I'm meant to be in with other people who are like me and genuinely want to help each other. So just know that when you are in a room, like the room you'll be in when you come to Founders Weekend, everyone there wants to meet you. Everyone wants to connect. Everyone wants to learn about you. So something that you can be ready to do is have your, you know, quote, elevator pitch ready to go. And actually, I'll tell you something funny. I learned many years ago that the reason that it's called an elevator pitch is because if you're actually in an elevator with someone and you're going up the elevator and you only have a couple of seconds to be able to share with someone what you do in your business before the elevator door opens and that person gets off the elevator, you have to be ready to say exactly what it is right then. So have your elevator pitch down of who you are, what your business is, who do you serve, and also who are you looking to meet? So if you're prepared with a few of these things in your Entrepreneurista relationship building toolkit, it'll make it a lot easier because you know immediately how you can introduce yourself, how you can connect with others. So definitely recommend having a brief elevator pitch or opening ready to go. The other thing that's been really helpful for me is asking questions. So when you meet someone new, you can ask them, you know, why did you decide to come to the Entrepreneurista Founders Weekend event? And have them start talking first. Because sometimes, again, like for me, like I said, I'm an introverted extrovert. So I actually like to spend one-on-one time with people, and I prefer actually to be in smaller groups versus be with tons and tons of people. So I can focus on those smaller interactions. That's really helpful for me. And when I have a few questions that I know I can ask people and I can learn about them, that makes it a lot easier if I'm feeling nervous to be able to talk to people. So you're not alone if you feel like this. So many people feel this way. I've actually rarely come across people that share that they're extremely extroverted, that they love going to events with lots of people. So you're definitely not alone. You are absolutely just like me and many other people as well. And also know that most people are coming alone and most people don't know a lot of the other people that are going to be at the event. I know for many members of our community, we've all had the opportunity over the past few years to network and connect on Zoom. And some of us have had the opportunity to meet up together locally, but many of us haven't had the opportunity to get to meet in person. So another tip is reaching out to people who are going to be at the event ahead of time and starting to build those personal connections and relationships ahead of time. Something that we're doing in our Entrepreneurista League community platform is we have a special room for our members that are coming to the event so everyone can start networking and building some of those relationships ahead of time. And that's something I've done at other events as well. So I will either sign up for the app where it lists all of the people that are going to be going to the event so I can see who's going to be there. And I can also see ahead of time who I want to connect with, which has also helped me make more strategic decisions about who I want to connect with and build relationships at events. So my next tip is remember, you do not have to meet 200 plus people when you go to a larger event. You can really focus on building a few quality relationships that are going to help you either in your life or in your business and move things forward. So again, something that I typically will do when I'm going to events is look up and see who's going to be there and reach out ahead of time and start making those relationships and building those connections ahead of the event. So I want to recap. If you are coming alone to the event, you can reach out and start connecting with other people ahead of the event. You don't have to feel like you need to meet every single person at the event. Just focus on building a few meaningful relationships. And also you can focus on your goals for events. So when you go to them, think about, are you looking to make specific connections? Are you looking to learn? Decide what your goals are, and you can really map out a plan to accomplish them at events. And finally, if you're an introvert or an introverted extrovert like me, be prepared with your elevator pitch about yourself and your business, and also be open to share and open with people about the things that could be helpful for you in your business so that other members can make connections and introductions for you as well. Also, have a few opening questions that you can ask other people about themselves. Now, we are going to help curate lots of connections at the event. We're also going to make the weekend such an open and welcoming place to build incredible relationships that I promise you it's going to feel super easy for you the way that we're setting the whole weekend up. So if you haven't already reserved your ticket yet for Founders Weekend, you absolutely still can. We do have tickets available on our website. It's entrepreneurista.com/Founders Weekend. Which of course I'll link out to everything in the show notes so you have it. I'm telling you, this is the room that you're going to want to be in this year. Last year at our event, so many business friendships and partnerships and connections were formed, and I know that it can happen for you too this year. So we're going to be featuring lots of our Entrepreneurista-founded brands and fun activations at the event. We have a lot of good stuff going on behind the scenes as we're doing all of our planning right now. So if you have any questions at all, do not hesitate to reach out to me. Send me a DM. You know that my DMs are always open. So head over to Instagram and say hi. And I cannot wait to see you in May and give you all the biggest, biggest hug. So I will see you there. We will be sharing more details about the event as new details unfold over the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned and wishing you a productive week ahead. If you loved this mini-sode and you want to hear more tips like this where we go deep on specific topics, again, you can also DM me with ideas as well. And I can't wait to connect with you. Hey, thanks for listening and leaving us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate it. And we'd love to stay in touch with each of you. You can listen to all of our latest episodes at entreprenista.com and connect with us on Instagram at entreprenistas. We'd also love to invite you to join the Entreprenista League, our private membership community for trailblazing women. You can head over to entreprenista.com/the league. We'll see you there. Wishing you a productive week ahead.